Hi, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Scout on the Student Showcase, and I am here today with my guest,
Peyton.
Peyton, you want to tell me your last name?
Frederickson.
Peyton Frederickson. Yay, Peyton. She is from, I don't know where she's from. This is some weird girl, and we've got an awesome guest on today. Where are you from exactly?
I grew up in a small town called Charlotte, Michigan. It's about 20 minutes south of Lansing, which is the capital of Michigan.
That's all you need to know about Michigan, is its capital is Lansing. Where do you go to school over there?
I go to a small liberal arts college in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's about right by, it's called Aquinas College. It's a sister college with Dominican here, and it's like right by Lake Michigan, not far at all. It's a pretty big city.
So why is it that you come to Dominican instead of doing a study abroad and going somewhere else or going to another school in the United States?
For me, I personally am in love with London, and the only place I'd ever, and that is literally the only place I'd ever want to study abroad is in London, and my school doesn't offer it. So I decided to choose to do an exchange program within the United States, and since Dominican is a sister college with my college in Michigan, it was easy transfer and like even cheaper than study abroad. So, and I thought it would be fun to come to California because I've always wanted to come to California.
And how are you liking it so far?
In the beginning, I hated it, to be honest.
Why is that?
I didn't think people were very welcoming here. Cause like,
really?
At first, like I came in mid-semester, so that was like the hardest part about it.
You did come in at a weird time.
But I was able to, and like people already had their cliques and like their groups and their sports. And it's already a small college, so I feel like I'm coming into a high school sometimes.
It doesn't take long for those cliques to form. I missed orientation week, and I came here, and everyone already had their cliques and things. I missed 1 week.
Dang, and yeah, I missed an entire semester. But I've met some, like, really cool girls, and now, like, I've started to make myself go make friends, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah, I mean, you're hanging out with me, the coolest person.
I, like, go... Sometimes at, like, lunch, I'll go and sit with random people, or I'll just walk into people's rooms
it's
and dorms.
It's kind of like that, though. Most people don't really care if you go up to them and talk to them, they're not going to get mad at you.
Yeah, I learned, like, someone here told me that people won't come up to you, but if you were to go up to them, they'll be nice to you. Like,
yeah, that's pretty accurate. I go up to people. I'm like you. I think it's because we were late kids, so we learned we have to go talk to people, or they're not going to talk to us.
And I'm only here for like 2 more months, so it's not like I'll ever see these people again.
Exactly. So how does the exchange program work? Where do they have you living?
I live in Edge Hill Mansion.
In Edge Hill Mansion?
I mean Edge Hill Village.
Oh my God, I was like, that's so cool.
No. In the village. Sorry. And I live with like some suite mates. I filled out a form just like I think every one of you guys did. Like,
right.
To figure out who to put me with, and I have a meal plan and everything.
Who do you live with?
I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but her name is Michelle. She's a sophomore and she's a business major. And then my suite mates are Mariah Mathers and then Jade Walt something. I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
Is she the basketball player?
No, she's
the other Jade.
She's a nursing student.
Got you. That's cool.
But I don't really hang out with my people that I live with. I hang out with people outside.
Who do you hang out with?
My friends here are Laura. She's in the radio, like, pink hair Laura. And then...
Oh, I know her.
I think she's your assistant or whatever. Or intern.
Yeah, I was intern last semester. I think I'm technically still an intern, but I don't really know.
And then her best friend, Cassandra. And then our other friend, Chrissy.
Well, speaking of which, what's your major?
My major is math and accounting.
You're kidding, right?
I know, everyone's like, why?
Why would you choose that?
All through high school, math was just really easy for me. I was able to, like, I took all honors math. I was able to double up, so.
Take two, right.
Yeah, I was a freshman. I was taking, like, sophomore level classes.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And then I took AP Calc my senior year and got a 4 on the national exam, so it made me, like, wave.
I took Calc AB and Calc BC and AP Stats, so whatever.
The one thing I hate, Stats is really hard for me. Like the
is
whole,
it really?
The whole probability and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't really like it either.
It's
I was good at math. It doesn't mean I like it. I'm a communications major.
People make fun of me because, like, I love calculus. And people are always like, why?
When it makes sense, I love it. You know, when they at that point when everything clicks and it all just comes together. I remember when I was in AP Physics, it didn't make any sense to me. But I would go through the motions of doing the problems. And I would just keep doing them the way I was taught to do them. And one day it all made sense.
That's the best.
And I was like, and I went back through all of my old work. And it all was just beautiful, beautiful work.
That's the thing that I love about math. Like, it's so simple. Like, something always equals something. Like, there's no loopholes. There's no, like, theories or anything.
There are theories.
There is. But, like, there's always an answer to something. Like, X plus Y always equals something.
So, is that, like, a big program at your school or what?
Yeah, math is a major at our school. And then accounting's really big as well. But I don't know, like, if I'm going to stick with accounting. I think I might just minor in it because it's really challenging.
Have you met any accounting majors here while you've been here?
No, and I'm pretty... Do you guys have a math major here?
Yeah, we do have a math major, oddly enough.
We do, because someone told me that you guys don't.
I'm nearly positive that we do, and during a break, we can actually Google that, but I know someone who does accounting as a major here.
But what about math?
I don't know.
I know.
But I think, wouldn't accounting just be under math?
Maybe, because I was thinking about transferring here, like, officially, but...
Were you really? If we have math?
But it would be stupid if you guys don't have math, because I have all these credits for a math major, if there isn't a math major here, I would, like, lose all that.
Yeah, that makes sense. But you like it here now?
Yeah, I've started to, like...
You like the weather here better than Michigan?
Weather's way better than Michigan.
Michigan's kind of awful, weather-wise. I don't mind Michigan, but...
Michigan, when I left, it was negative 14 degrees.
Yeah, I think the coldest I got here was maybe 45 degrees.
When I first got here, it was, like, 50, like, high 50s, low 60s when I
first...
Pretty
chilly.
In January when I got here. But that was hot for me. Like, I was wearing shorts and t-shirts, and people were wearing, like, North Faces.
I get it. I'm from Seattle. I go around in shorts and things, and people are like, what are you doing? It's 60 degrees out.
It's so cold. I'm like, this is hot.
But you're from Michigan. That's, like, crazy.
And I'm right by the lake, so we get so much lake effect with, like, snow and wind and all that stuff.
Do you like that, though?
Mm-hmm. Especially in the winter, the lake, like, freezes. So, aww, like, you get to see the waves, and the waves, like, freeze and all that stuff.
That seems pretty.
It is really pretty.
When was the last time you got to go home?
I haven't been home since I've got here, and I got here January 17th.
It's okay, man. I haven't gotten home since the same time.
It's kind of... I miss people. Like, I have a huge family.
Same here.
My mom's one of six, and my grandma's one of eight, so, like...
Do you all live together?
No.
Oh, my God. I was just imagining, because I have a lot of uncles who live in my house. No judgment. I have four uncles who live in my house, so I don't think that's weird.
But that's what I love about it. It's family. That's the one thing I do miss. My uncle used to live in Long Beach. That's the only time any family's been in California.
Well, that's something. What did you do for spring break?
For spring break, I went to LA. I've never been.
Did you go to Disneyland?
No, I've never been to Disneyland.
You're missing out. You went to LA for the first time and didn't go to Disneyland?
The tickets are like $100.
I know, but you gotta do it at some point.
I know. I went to, like, Santa Monica Pier, Beverly Hills, Bel Air, Hollywood. Like, I did the typical tourist stuff.
It's kind of fun, though. I like those tourist things. I do tourist things in my own city just because I think it's fun.
I just love, like, it's been a dream of mine to always be a model, and, like, I'm really into fashion, so.
You're very, very tall. You could a lot be a model. Say. And you're gorgeous.
So, thanks.
I'll describe her to you guys. She's beautiful. That's the description.
I just always...
And you want to be an accountant.
I know. Isn't that weird?
That's going to be some weird night job that you have, that you're actually a model at night.
But the reason I even came to California was because to pursue my modeling career. And when I was in LA, I went to Ford Modeling Agency and, like, met with the agents that worked there. And, like, they took my photos and they looked at my portfolio. And I find out on Thursday if I...
That's so exciting. I'm going to have to come find you. I always look for you anyway. But I'll find you on Thursday. I got to ask how that went.
I know. I'm really nervous. The entire time I was really
nervous. What is the worst thing they can tell you?
No.
Yeah, exactly. That's
But I'm really happy I went.
Right? You got to go through that experience. And you went to LA.
And
what was your favorite part of LA? Besides the modeling part, of course.
Probably Beverly Hills. Like, I've grown... Like, I love the show 90210. And seeing that and, like, being in Beverly Hills and seeing all the houses and the mansions, like, I want to live there someday.
Well, that's kind of cool,
though. I want to be rich and famous.
You know, I knew someone who is a model. I know a couple of models, but one of them modeled for, I think, North Face. Or maybe, no, Nordstrom. That's what Nordstrom. It was. Nordstrom. I don't know the difference. I'm not very fashionable. But I was on the Nordstrom website one day, and I actually found a picture of her modeling something. And I got so excited.
My dream is to be on Victoria's Secret, walk that runway.
Oh, you're kidding. Isn't that everyone's dream, though? Everyone wants to be a Victoria's Secret angel. Even me.
And Ford Modeling Agency, the one that I went to, that's who they get the angels from.
You're kidding.
So, like, I want that.
You've got a chance. You have a chance.
I know. And look at, they just signed Gigi Hadid or whatever.
I know who that is.
You do? The one who's dating, if people don't know, she's dating Cody Simpson.
No.
And she's a huge model, and her mom used to be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right.
And she's a huge model for Guess, but they just signed her for Victoria's Secret. And she's like 19, 20.
That's not very... How old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20?
And the majority of Victoria's Secret models are ranging from 26 to 32. So, like, I'm technically young.
Hey, they just got like a 19-year-old, didn't they? I mean, you got a chance.
Well, I think Gigi will be working with Pink more as the actual, not Victoria's Secret. I mean, it is Victoria's Secret, but
wait, what's the difference? Do you know the difference? This is what you're here for, is you're here to tell me the difference between the Victoria's Secrets.
Okay, so Victoria's Secret is the actual, like, lingerie, like, but people like very sex, like sex appeal, sexy, things like that. And then Pink is like the clothing line. So I think Gigi got signed with that. But who knows, because she was on Sports Illustrated, so she might
be in the lingerie. Hey, that's a start, though. If you end up in Pink, that's a start. Maybe you can stem from there.
I know. I don't. There's like, there's
not
even
one. Would you take that? Would you just be like, no?
I would, just because it's Victoria's Secret. Like, anything in Victoria's Secret would be great. Well, in the Victoria's Secret fashion show, Pink has a segment and they walk out, so.
Did you watch the one recently?
Mm-hmm. I've watched the past, like, 10, I swear.
I think I've watched the last two.
Back when, like, Miranda Kerr and, like, all of them used to be on.
Well, you know their names. Good for you. Look at that. Look at you. You really do know your stuff.
Really passionate.
Did you do modeling a lot when you were younger?
No, I just like grew up watching America's Next Top Model and fell in
love
with it.
That's the one with Tyra Banks, right?
Yes. And I fell in love with it, and I was going to sign up for it this season.
I was going to ask, actually, if you're going to sign up for it.
I have to wait, because you have to be 21 by January.
Really?
And I wasn't 21 by January, so I couldn't.
Oh, when's your birthday?
July 31st.
That's too bad. You're going to do next year, though, right?
Yes, for sure. If they still have a season.
Of course they will.
I hope.
But they just cut it off the year. You can do it.
But the real reason was I went to a casting call at Michigan State University where girls were having a fashion show, and they designed their own clothes, and they needed girls to model them. And I, like, went to it, and this girl chose me because her dress was, like, the exact measurements of mine. So then I was able to walk her dress, and then she invited me back the next year, and her dress ended up winning that year.
Hey! Do you get anything for that?
I mean, she won because it was her dress, but, right. Like, I personally was like, I modeled it, so...
I want to see pictures of that. You're going to have to show me. Are they on the internet or anything?
Yeah, they're on my Facebook.
Oh, perfect. We'll just have to do that. I think now is the perfect time to take a quick break so you can show me that. And after that break, we'll be right back. She's going to tell us more about anything she feels like. I am DJ Scout. You're listening to Penguin Radio. This is the Student Showcase. And I have my guest here, Peyton Fredrickson. And we'll be right back.
And I don't know. I'm not trying to wonder why you wonder why you act so. Yeah. Hey, did you hear what a man say? Lighting up your woman in the morning time, y'all.
calling that an awesome lead-in. This is DJ Scout, and I am still with my guest, Peyton. Say hello, Peyton.
Hello.
That was Peyton very excitedly saying hello. Isn't that great? So we did some research during the break, and we found out that there is not a math major here, just a math minor. Now I'm curious what our accounting major friend is actually majoring in.
It's like really upsetting because I really thought about transferring here.
That's really sad. What is it you want to do with a math major, out of curiosity, if you don't do accounting?
My uncle told me I should go into actuarial science.
Oh, I knew someone who's doing that at the University of Washington.
It's like, if people don't know, it's mostly, it deals with like risk and...
But you don't like statistics.
I know, which is like, that's one thing that really scares me, because it deals with like risk in like insurance companies, and you don't need to major in anything, you just have to pass the exam, and there's 5 exams.
Really?
And
it's
if
not
you,
that bad.
The most exams you pass, the higher up you are, so the more money you make.
I think you could just do that, but
and,
it's stats.
But my advisor at my college in Michigan said that it'd be good if you majored in like math and accounting, because that would be a good background for actuarial science.
So have you ever like, smelled the microphone?
No. It does smell weird, though.
Anyway, so would you have any other ideas of major of what you would major in? Like, I know you're not going to transfer here if we don't have a math major, but was there anything else that ever interested you?
If I could, like, go back in time, I would probably major. I love animals, so I thought about maybe being a veterinarian. But I hate science, and in high school I took AP.
Really?
I took AP Bio, and it killed me for it.
Well, did you do the AP test?
Yeah, and I got a 2 on it.
Ooh, darn. I was going to say, if you did well enough, just don't actually take biology. Just take all the other specific and animal-specific ones. Have you taken bird watching here?
No.
Oh, you missed out. It's a phenomenal class that I'm not in, but I was in it for the first few days.
Did you drop out?
I couldn't take it because I didn't have time for the lab. Oh. Because the lab is supposed to be like 8 to 10, and I have a class at 9:30, so I didn't have time for it. I was really upset because those days of bird watching were fantastic. That's the science. That's the science class, is bird watching. Kids who take it are the kids who don't need to take real sciences for their majors. You know, not bio people, not chem people, not nursing people, OT, health science.
Yeah.
Nah. Communications, business majors. We all take bird watching. Get to know those tweet tweet. I mean, it gets to a point where we're supposed to be able to identify their tweets. Although I was only there for one class.
I feel like that class would be so boring.
No, the teacher makes it so much fun. Do you see the teacher who walks around and he's always in Calorega with the suspenders with ducks on them?
No, I have never seen that guy.
He's like a white-haired, beardy guy. He looks a little bit sketchy, but he's the nicest man ever. Professor Cunningham, and he always wears weird suspenders. I'll point him out to you. I always see you in Calorega. I'll be like, look at Sam. There he is.
Please
stare
do.
At him. And you'll be like, he teaches about birds.
I always feel like people stare at me when I'm in Calorega.
Why? It's because you're beautiful. That is the only reason they stare at you. They look at you and they're like, hot damn, who is that?
Well, I figured in the beginning it was because I was the new girl, so everyone was like,
they recognize,
who is that girl?
They recognize the girl.
They're like, I haven't seen that girl. Who is it? But also, like, I dress very, like, I was wearing heels today because I want to be a model, so, like, I need to dress like a model. So I feel like people stare at me and they're like,
I love
why
your shoes right now. You're not wearing, she's not wearing heels right now, but
that's
her shoes
right now.
Because I
just went longboarding.
I think the shoes are super cool, though.
Normal Vans.
Are they really?
I'm weird. Like, I have my really high fashion style, but then I'm also a very sporty girl. Like, I grew up playing all sports.
Hey, you're from Michigan. No surprise there.
So, like, I thought I was going to be late, so I grabbed my longboard and I, like, rushed over here.
Hey, I was the one who ended up being late over here. You're good.
But I prefer skateboarding over longboarding.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. Like, I started with the skateboard, and then everyone got to the longboard, and now they think it's easier, but I'm like, no. Skateboarding's way better.
Is it easier or is it
I think it's
better?
Harder.
You just like it better?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Just because you started with it?
I don't know. I'm very into, like, that, and I'm very into, like, daring. Like, I'm very into, like, I love fear. Or not. I don't know how to explain it.
Risk?
Like, risk. There you go.
Risk-taking?
Risk-taking. Like, I'm a huge spontaneous. Like, I'll do anything. Like,
that sounds like fun.
I want to go skydiving.
That's so funny that you want to be a Victoria's Secret model, but you also are really into skateboarding.
I'm a very strange girl.
I love it. I love that. And
it's
hey,
like I have like 10 it. Personalities.
And that's okay. I think that's the way most people should be, is just be versatile. Just accept whatever.
For sure.
Hey, yeah.
I keep a bucket list and I cross things off.
Well, you and me should go on a hike one day.
I need to do the fire trail.
You've never done fire trail?
Someone told me I needed to go.
All right, we'll go this week. How about that? Actually, though,
I'm down.
I'd love
I want to
climb
trail. The tower. Someone
no, I've climbed the tower.
Is it
I knew
cool?
someone who did, you know, the flagpole stretch, or not stretch, the muscle thing that they do where they hold on to it and hold themselves sideways.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about? Someone did that on the tower.
No way.
Yeah, I think there was a picture That's of it on Instagram, or not Instagram, Snapchat.
Yeah, Snapchat.
It was crazy. I will actually go up with you. We should go during the day, though, because it's gorgeous.
I know, like, I heard seeing it at the sunset is, like, really pretty.
Oh, you're fine. We can go at sunset. Whatever. Actually, it would probably be a nicer temperature at that point.
We should just do it. How long is the hike, though?
Not long. It's, like, 40 minutes or something.
Up?
Yeah.
And then, okay. Because someone said it was, like, 10 miles, and I was like...
No, I think they're lying to you. It's an easy... Like, I walk it, and I'm not
exaggerating.
I'm not a hiker or a walker or a get-exerciser. I just thought it was pretty. And
I saw you at flag football that one night.
I did do flag football that night. Do you go to the rec sports?
Not really.
You should.
One day I was playing... Because, like, I get in these weird moods where I just want to go do something.
No, me too.
I got in a mood. I was just like, I just want to go shoot hoops. So I went to Calarega and...
You went to Calarega?
I mean...
Conlon,
sorry.
Gotcha.
And just started shooting hoops. And I was the only one in there. And then all of a sudden, like, all these guys came in. And they were, like, playing. And then they were short a person to play, like, 5-on-5. And they're like, hey, you want to play? And I was like,
oh, for basketball?
And then I was, yeah. And I was like, oh, like, I'm not that good. Like, don't pass me the ball. And they're like, oh, you're fine. And, like, I played with them.
Was it the big group of Filipinos?
No, it was, like.
Not that day.
Do you know who, like, Frankie Luing?
Oh, them, yeah.
And, like, Mark Callagher. And
right.
And I was on a team with Mark Callagher. His name's Daniel. I think he used to go here. He mm-hmm. used to be on the basketball team, but not anymore.
Okay.
And then... one other guy that I don't remember. I'm so bad with names.
Hey, no problem. I'm fine with that. That's okay. But hey, you went. I always go to the rec sports because they're so much fun. It's nice to know that if I decide in the middle of the night, or not in the middle of the night, in the evening, just, you know, I feel like going to do something. There's always something going on at Conlon that you can do. So
what's tonight then?
Tonight there is ping pong at 8, I think. And there is futsal at 10.
Indoor Isn't that soccer. On Monday?
No, it's in because there's a league going on right now. It's Monday and Tuesday. They changed it.
Oh.
For a while, Monday was flag football. Oh, no. Monday was, what's that other sport? Dodgeball.
Ooh.
And that was pretty fun. And
I just, like, it's not that, I wouldn't say I'm bad at all these sports because I.
Yeah, I'm not good at them.
I grew up being very athletic, so. I'm just afraid that if I were to go, that I wouldn't find a team.
The expectation. No, because when you come in, they make the teams for you.
Oh, like it's not
the
like
expectations are crazy low.
People don't pick.
Nope. No. Thankfully, it's great like that because I'll go in with a big group of friends and then none of us will be on the same team.
Sweet.
And it's kind of great. And then I'm on the winning team. I'm like, screwed you guys.
But then I don't want people to be mad that they have me on their team either.
No one gets mad. Like I was on their football team and they didn't get mad. Instead, I scored 3 touchdowns.
Ooh, that's pretty. Ooh. Did you ever play, like, flag football?
That's what we were playing.
Or, I mean, powder puff, like, in high school?
No, we didn't have it. We were going to have it the year I was a senior, but some girl protested it and said it was sexist, that girls had to have their own separate football. And then she ended, so we couldn't have it because she had done that. And then she ended up trying out for the real football team and not making it and said it was because they were sexist. And I'm like, no, it's because you're awful at football.
We have, like... It's like a huge thing at homecoming for us.
Oh, I hated this girl, just to remind you.
And we made shirts and like we got really into it. And like, the best thing I love about football is I love the defense because I just like taking interceptions and getting them.
Right? That makes you feel so good about yourself when you just stand in front of someone and catch that ball.
And you're like, yeah.
When I did that, when we were playing that night, I remember I was supposed to be guarding on this guy named Zach. He's Filipino. He wears glasses. And
I don't know anyone.
I know here. You don't. That's okay. I'm describing him to you so you have a picture in your head. But anyway, he's bigger than me. He runs off, and I'm like, he's not going to catch it. They never catch it. So I didn't chase him. And then he ended up running into the bleachers. And he collapses, and everyone runs over, and we're like, hey, you man, you okay? What's going on? He eventually gets up, and he's like, oh, I'm cool, yeah. And he's apparently tore his ACL doing that.
That's the thing, like, I mean, it's probably a bad example to say him, but, like, one thing I hate about those sports is, like, some people take it way too seriously.
He didn't take it serious. It wasn't that he was, like, super into it. He just wasn't paying attention.
Okay, well, but there are some people that take it really seriously, and I'm... like, I'm just here to have fun. Like, I don't...
Right.
And like, it's supposed to be fun. It's a rec sport.
The only people who are caring right now is the fact that we have the Indoor Futsal League, and that's the one you chose your teams for. So you chose teams ahead of time.
So that's the one that's tonight?
That's the one that's tonight was the one. But I'm not going, so you can take my spot if you want to go.
Who's on your team?
I don't know. You know Ruben? I have no exactly. idea. You don't know anyone's name, so... But
I need to work out tonight, though.
I think I might go to the gym. I just don't want to play indoor soccer. I'm just on a really big team, so I don't think I'll play. Because I like to go during the normal futsal days, not the league days. The league days,
more people intense.
Actually... Yeah, that's when people actually think about it.
At our school in Michigan, it's called IMs. Like, it's not...
Yeah, we have that too. Intramural.
Intramurals or whatever.
Intramural.
And I don't know. The biggest one for us is we do volleyball intramurals and we do... basketball, and like people get so
we did basketball huge. Last semester. It was crazy.
It's like real intense.
We start tennis on Thursday. Are you good at tennis?
Oh heck no, that's like the one sport.
Damn, I love
I can't get my backhand down.
I can't either, but I love it, so I play it anyway. We have, and then on Sundays there's ultimate frisbee and badminton. You just got to convince people to go to them. Some weeks we end up having a lot of people at them, but most weeks it's just no one goes.
Just like a hit or miss.
It's a hit or miss. And they're super fun, though, when people go. Last semester, we had one day of wiffle ball, and that was really awesome. A ton of people went, and it was super fun. But it was so many that it was just not everyone got to play.
I want to get a group of people and play, like, capture the flag or...
Hey, you should talk to Matt Galding. I'll talk to Matt Galding for you.
Or, like, honestly. Sardines. Have you ever played Sardines?
I do know that one. Hey, we have a pool. Play sharks and minnows.
Like, I'm really into, like, I miss those childhood games that you used to play when you were little, like Ghost in the Graveyard and Capture the Flag.
You should just put that together.
Well, like, one Saturday night before spring break, I was, like, really into it. Like, I want to start, because, I don't know, I was just like, I really want to play, like, childhood games, like, do
you
things.
Know, just start making posters and putting them places, and someone's going to find out about it.
Someone told me I should just walk up and down Pinafore and, like, knock on people's doors.
Like,
and
hey,
be
you
like,
want to play this game?
Come play this game.
That would make people so happy. I'm one of those people that if you would come to my room and said that, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that sounds awesome. Let me get my gear on.
I just, the worst part about it, the thing that would scare me is that I would get in there, and then they'd be like, no, that's weird. And I'd be like, all right, bye.
Exactly. Just say, all right, whatever. Your loss. And then they're going to find out how awesome of a time it was, and they're going to regret not going.
True.
All right, we're going to take another quick break. This is DJ Scout and my guest,
Peyton Fredrickson.
And this is Penguin Radio. We'll be right back. Looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Drip of honey on a money maker gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. If you ain't a 10, you're a 9.9. Tipping and spilling that homemade wine on your tied up t-shirt. Every little kiss is a driving me wild. Throwing little cherry bombs into my fire. Good God Almighty. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go. So good and what's left of those blue jeans. Drip of honey on the money maker gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. Let's slip on. Speakers go boom, boom.
dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go mm-hmm. You're looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Drip of honey on the money maker, gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime.
This is DJ Scout. You're listening to Student Showcase on Penguin Radio. I've got my guest today,
Peyton Fredrickson.
She is from Michigan, and she's an exchange student, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
From another school, which name I can't remember.
Aquinas. College.
But Sister College of Dominican. She's been telling us all about her modeling experience, her interest in sports at Dominican, because they're super cool. And all that jazz. Hey, and anyone who listens on this, on the podcast later, you should come talk to me or her about playing some games at night. Some
yes.
Sketchy games in the dark. That sounds like fun, though.
Like capture the
flag. Back on then, that sounds super cool. Anyway, out of curiosity, where'd you go to high school?
I've gone to private school my entire life, so I've never experienced public school.
Yeah? Do you regret that?
I don't know. I've always wondered what it was like to go to public school.
That's so funny to me because I only went to public school until I came here.
Kindergarten through 12th grade, I had to wear a uniform.
That sounds so... I wish I had worn a uniform because I feel like... I don't know. I just
It was so easy in the morning because I would just wake up, pick... I had a choice between three colored shirts and a choice between two skirts, and I just, like, mixed and matched them, and I was like, oh. And you, like, there was uniforms on, like, certain shoes you could wear, things like that.
See, that sounds kind of nice.
So easy.
I would like that in the fact of having uniforms and then surprise people with my super cool normal day clothes. And that
we
would
used
be
to
fun.
We used to have to pay to get like to dress on like casual Friday or whatever.
You had to pay to dress casual?
Well, technically it was like $5 to a charity, but things like that.
That sounds a little odd.
It was our school. I don't really understand to this day.
How did you like that school?
I actually hated my high school. I guess I should rephrase that. I loved the teachers, and I got, like, great education from the school, and I learned a lot.
Yeah, I mean, look where you ended up.
Exactly. But
super cool.
The people were so mean, and so...
It was private school.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine private school to be like.
I went to school with like the richest kids in Lansing, if that makes sense.
Do you know where we are right now?
That is very true. to give the people, the audience, like a perspective, at Michigan State University, Tom Izzo is the basketball coach, who has been the basketball coach for like 20 years now, and he's like huge. His daughter went to my high school.
Oh, wow.
Same thing with Mark D'Antonio is the football coach, and he's like huge at Michigan State. His daughters went to my school as well. So, like, it's just the same thing as there's a Detroit Catholic Central, just like Lansing Catholic Central, and the Red Wings, which is the professional hockey team, he sends his kids there, too. So, like, we went to, like, the private schools in Michigan were really, like, high-end.
That's kind of terrifying.
It is very terrifying.
Seems really odd. I went to public school forever, and my public school was, it was a wealthier public school, but it was also where I come from. The public schools are really good. So when I tell people I went to public school, everyone in California freaks out like, oh my God, because they're awful here, I guess, but they're super good. Where I'm from. And I think the only famous people to go to my high school were the Fleet Foxes creators. I love Fleet Foxes. One of my favorite bands.
Oh.
I had the same music teacher as them, which was super exciting. But that's it. It's not a very exciting place.
I don't judge public schools at all. Just like,
you do, don't you? You heard me say public school and you just took off your headphones and jumped out the window.
Because I can't talk. There were some really good public schools that were just as equivalent to us, like academic wise. So like, I don't judge at all.
But that's not where the rich kids went.
Yeah, exactly. And well, I hated my private school, so.
Hey, there you go. What sports are you interested in? Do you watch any official national sports that go on?
I mean, like, I get really into March Madness for the basketball.
Yeah, who are you rooting for? I gotta know. Who are your top four? Of course.
I've done a couple brackets. Like, my number one bracket is definitely, I have Michigan State going the all way because I can't.
You can't turn them down.
I can't turn my number one team down. But my other ones, I have Louisville winning, and then I have, like, Kansas and, like, Kentucky. I think I have Wisconsin in one of them. I have, like, four brackets. Yeah.
You know, I say it weirdly, too. It's okay.
No, people make fun of me here for certain things I say.
There are some things I say weirdly. But it's not even because there's an accent where I live. I just pronounce things weird.
The state below you, Oregon?
No, that's just wrong.
I know.
That's just wrong. You tried.
Same thing with, I say Nevada. No. How do normal people?
I say Nevada, but I think most people say Nevada.
I don't remember.
Nevada.
Have you ever been to Nevada? I say Nevada as well, and I think the right way Nevada. To say it is Nevada.
I can't do that.
It's like,
it's weird to me.
People say I say bathroom weird. People say I say soccer that. Weird.
Wisconsin. I think it's because I used to make fun of people who said Wisconsin weird, then I kind of just... It's just slowly transforming into
people
just
here say hella a lot.
I can't do it.
It bothers
it's not,
me so
not
much.
Not a thing where I live.
Either me, like, I don't know where people are getting.
They're I don't
like,
know.
Like, this is hella funny. And I'm
they
just
know
like,
it's a
what?
Thing just here, though. You know what was weird is I was eating ice cream once, and I put some sprinkles on my ice cream, and someone goes, that's hella sprinkles. I said, hella sprinkles? That's not even making sense. And the kid goes next to me, goes, no, yeah, it's hella Jimmy's, because he's from, like, Philadelphia. And I'm like, no, no, stop. This is all wrong. Anyway, back on March Madness, I have Syracuse going, and I think I have Louisville on mine, too. But I always have Syracuse winning. Just because since seventh grade, my friends asked me, Taylor, which team do you think? I said, I have no interest. I'm going to say Syracuse, because their mascot is the orange.
Honestly, with March Madness, like, anything is possible.
If you just choose a team you like, it's just fun to follow it, you know? Because once I had chosen decided that I liked the Syracuse team, I watched every year since then.
I'm a really impatient person, so I don't understand how people can, like, sit down and, like, strategically
plan out it.
Like,
no.
I'll take, like, 2 minutes and just be like, okay, this person, this one. After, because obviously I chose MSU to go all the way.
Of course.
So then after that, I was just like, all right. This person, yeah. And then I just, like, filled in the rest. And
it's
like,
so much fun.
I was done within a minute. And I was
Oh, well, we've done it. I have a lot of uncles and brothers. And so every year we all fill out brackets and compete.
Are you in, like, a pool to win money?
No, just with our family, just for fun. And every year I get the closest to winning until the ending, because the end two teams that I always write is Syracuse v. Syracuse. And they say, Taylor, you probably could have written something correct and I had a better chance. Like, even if I write the whole bracket, Syracuse not even making it past the second round, the end will always be Syracuse versus Syracuse. And hey, I got in there. I could have gone there. But that sounded awful. That is so cold.
I know. Like, everyone's always like, why didn't you go to Michigan State? Because
I know someone who goes. Wait, is that the one that's got the M as the logo? Or is it
no,
the
that's
MSU?
Michigan.
Okay, I know someone who goes to the other one.
Because, like, Michigan State is my home. Well, not really my hometown, but my high school is a mile from Michigan State. And they're like,
that's not bad.
Like, why didn't you go to Michigan State? And I was like, my number one reason was I wanted to get away. Like, I don't want to be in the same town my
entire
life.
You're still in Michigan.
And then two, I graduated with 90 kids in my class, and over 40 of them went to state. And I was like, I'm not about to have a high school reunion all over again.
That sounds right. My school, I think, had almost 400. My class, I mean. My school had 1,100.
That's so much.
It's, like, half the size of this school. But we had, I think it was, like, 387 or something around there of the graduating class. And it was good. Like, most of the students went to the University of Washington, which is why I didn't go there. And everyone says to me, why did you go to the University of Washington?
That's the purple and white.
Like, why don't you get it?
They're purple and white, right? Okay.
Like, why don't you guys get it? It's so close to home.
They're really good at softball. They won, like, know, the national so championship.
They're so good. And I would definitely go there for my later years, but I wanted to get a break from home. You know how it is. Yeah,
that's how because, like, when I was little, I wanted to be a vet, and Michigan State is a huge vet. They're, like, one of the number one schools for veterinary.
Hey, that's a shame.
So I was like, I'll just go to college, and then I'll come back to Michigan State.
There you go. That's it. That works out. See, I plan on going here for as long as I can, but I probably won't be able to finish here because of money reasons. But I
know. Dominican's so expensive.
It's crazy. It's crazy, but
I don't know how people can come here without any scholarships.
There are some kids who do it, and I don't know how. Freaks me out.
Even, like, I don't know how people can live off campus because the housing is so expensive.
No, you know what? So if you get with, like, a big group of people, it can be a lot cheaper. I know some people who are, they're looking for a roommate, and I'm hoping that they let me be that roommate. And if they have six girls living with them.
That's so many people living in a house, though.
I know, but it's only going to be, like, $450.
How many rooms is it, though?
Three.
And six girls are going to be living in.
Yeah, two. All right, that's three bedrooms. Three bedrooms, like, okay. Living room, kitchen. They have like, a tennis courts and a pool and a gym.
See,
I mean, my house, so bright.
My house in Michigan that I lived with, there were seven people that lived totally. But there was six bedrooms, and then I lived in the living room of the basement.
Oh, that sounds cool. So I have one of those in my basement.
Like, it was, like, a typical, like, house, like, mansion. I literally call it a mansion because it was so big. And my rent was only $250 a month. And I hear here it's, like, $800
a month. Oh, yeah. It's, like, $750, $800 here.
And they're living in tiny apartments. And I was, like, I paid $250 and I had, you, like, walked into the house and there was this huge kitchen.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
And then you walked down the hallway and there's the stairs upstairs to the five bedrooms with two bathrooms upstairs. Then we had the huge living room and then we had a huge dining room. And then if you went downstairs, there was a bedroom downstairs with the laundry, with the shower, and then the living room area, which ended up being my bedroom.
I have family that's not, like, far from here. So there's a chance, I could live with them. That'd be easy. But I can't drive. So, I mean...
Wait, have you ever gotten your license?
No, I don't have a license.
Are you serious?
I'm not allowed to.
I don't think I've ever met anyone that's...
this old and doesn't have a license?
Yeah.
If you're epileptic and you're prone to seizures, you have to go 6 months without having any seizure activity. And I think it has been maybe a month. No, not even. It's been 2-3 weeks.
You had one here?
Yeah, like I've had 2 or 3 here.
What happened?
I don't really know. I kind of just seizure. Works out.
Oh my.
Thankfully, they didn't call the ambulance this time, which was fantastic.
Has it ever happened, like, during, like, in the middle of a class or anything?
Sometimes I have the smaller one during class, and I tell the teachers know ahead of time, so they just let me, like, leave. I'm like, yeah, I'm having some issues.
Dang, that's like my, I mean, not as bad, but my roommate was, like, hugely allergic.
Ooh.
And, like, even if. She was,
what?
Like, deathly allergic to peanuts or any nuts. And even if it was in the air, like, she could have an allergic reaction. And she had an allergic reaction once. I think she was working out in the gym, and she touched something that someone else touched. Ew. While eating peanuts. So she had an allergic reaction. I had to give her an EpiPen. It was so scary.
That's how my brother is with peanuts. We had this Ziploc bag that had Reese's Pieces. You know, they're not even peanut on the outside. Yeah. Reese's Pieces in the plastic bag. Finish the Reese's Pieces. And the Ziploc bag is sitting there for, like, I don't know, months. And he touches the outside of the plastic bag and he swells up.
It's like, people can be, like, really badly allergic to.
He used to be super allergic to cats, but then we said we like cats more than we like you and got pets anyway.
Dang.
He's gotten used to it.
It's scary.
Yeah. All right. She's getting a little tired. We're going to take another quick break. Last break. And then we'll be done. This is DJ Scout with my guest.
Peyton Frederickson.
There we go. There's some excitement. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You love. course I knew I shouldn't love you. So I fought with all the strength in me not to, to force this miles above you. Miles with nothing in between. There's barely anything to leave you now. The memories conjured up in both our minds. So afraid that I might lose them. The trajectory of time.
Hello, and we are back. For some reason, I am coming in hot. That was weird. Hello, this is DJ Scout, and I am here with Peyton Fredrickson. I interrupted her and said it for her. Ha 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 ha. And to close off today, I'm going to ask her a little bit about her social life. So, you're making friends here on DU. What about some special friends? Well, you know what I mean.
I've met some cute guys here for sure. I've got my eyes.
You don't
got
to give me their names. Just describe them to me.
I've got my eyes on some soccer boys.
I do love. Oh, you got to love the soccer boys. I got to be honest with you. Soccer boys are up there with the lax bros in my mind. And so
soccer boys have always been like.
Those Cavs.
Number one in my.
I watched every game.
My heart.
Are you going to go to the games?
That's a. I guess. Do they have them in the spring?
They do. They only have a few in the spring because they mostly do them in the fall. But I went to every one of their fall games, every fall home game. They didn't know who I was because I didn't have friends yet. So I'm just like, I love you. You're beautiful. But I'd show them signs for everyone.
I don't know. It's just like really hard for me to like, I'm like a very social person.
Yeah, I can tell.
When I like a guy or like think they're really cute, I like freeze up and then I don't know what to say and I get really weird and awkward.
You're saying you don't think I'm a really cute guy?
But my friends have been trying to convince me to like, because I like a certain guy here and they want me to like.
You can tell me off the air.
They want me to go, like I've been trying to build up the courage to like go ask him to like go get like dinner or something.
To go
like
get
that.
Ice cream? Or you guys should just go to Double Rainbow, go to the classic
but I don't
60s
know
diner.
If, I don't know if like guys, because I'm not from here, so like I don't know if guys in California think that's like a cute thing if girls like come up
you're
to
gonna,
them.
I'm going to have to ask you who it is because I know most of the soccer team pretty well because I go hiking with them. What? Oh my God, next time! A big group of the soccer guys go hiking a lot and I always go.
Maybe I'll have to
go. They go like once a month on Saturdays. They not on fire trail. They go to random places. And I went with a bunch of people last time. And it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Had a great time.
But I haven't really talked to any of the soccer players. It's more just like
you just stare at them.
That's
like,
what
that's
I used to do. That's like creepy, though.
That's
more
what
like,
I do. I'm going to be honest.
I mean, I've talked to a few of them, but I'm like I said, I'm very shy. So I don't know like when to be like, hey, what's up?
See,
I let people come to me.
See, I've just decided to play up my obsessions with them. And so, to the point where they think I'm kidding. And so I'm like, oh, hey, I watch you all the time. No judgment, I swear. It's just, I think you're beautiful. And they're like, oh, thanks. And then we end up being BFFs. And they just think I'm jokingly obsessed with it. But really, I am.
Maybe I should take that approach.
You should just take that approach. Just go up and talk to them. Because I don't know. Everyone here does kind of have that feeling of I want to go do something because there's not a lot to do on campus. You got to go and find it.
I'm just like the hardest part is I don't want to be rejected. So
right.
Like, but
then
I feel
you,
like that's
then
every
you go
girl's.
Take me to ice cream. We can cry together. I'm very good at crying.
Cry. I know. I'm just like It's like, I think a guy, like, will be hinting towards me that he likes me, but then I'll be, like, completely wrong. And then I'll be like, wow.
Yeah, it's a big worry here because, you know, the weird percentage. I think it's just the older grades that have a weird percentage. Like, it's 80 versus 20% guys, girls. Okay, it's like 70,
Wait, so there's
30.
More guys here than girls?
No, of course not.
Oh.
But it doesn't feel like that, does it?
No. When at my school, there's one... There's 8 girls for every 1 guy.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't even... See, that... I feel like that would be overwhelming. Having lots of girls doesn't feel overwhelming, which is weird.
And that's the thing. Like, I've always been the kind of girl that always hangs out with guys. Like,
same here.
As friends.
So coming here was a little odd.
Because...
So girls, I hang out with all the sports guys.
Because girls are very, like, catty. Well, not... I wouldn't say catty, but they're just, like, really overdramatic. And I'm exactly. just... I'm not like that at all. Like, I'm really chill.
See, all the girls here came from private Catholic schools that were single-gendered. So this is, like, a big mix for them.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. There's private schools that, like, it's all girl or all boys.
And there's a lot of girls here who went to all-girl Catholic schools and all-boy Catholic schools.
I don't know what I would do, man.
I know. I wouldn't have been able to. I grew up with brothers, so I only ever have gotten along with guys. It's just how it goes. And so when you come here, it's a little crazy. But it doesn't feel overwhelming. I never felt like that 70-30 thing was accurate, especially in my grade. I think my grade specifically is 60-40, maybe. Hmm. Girls, guys. And so it's not bad.
I know. Maybe because I eat at Cal Riga, I see, like, it seems half and half to me.
It seems pretty even. I think it's because everyone mixes around and makes friends.
For sure.
It seems even. I'm trying to think about it. Like, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of girls. That's why it feels like it. But when you're in
can't let it intimidate you.
When you're in the residence halls, then it starts to feel like there's a lot of girls because every suite is 6 girls.
I know, and then you get, like, really insecure, and you're like, why would the guy go for me when there's 6 other pretty girls? Exactly.
No, that's my life. I'm like, whatever. They think I'm just that weirdo kid that talks to herself on the radio station a lot. And they know that is me, and I'm okay with that.
But there'll be someone out there just like
I'm the weird girl from Seattle is what I get a lot.
I'm the weird girl from Michigan.
You are the weird girl from Michigan. You know, there's this girl at our campus who always wore a Patriots hat. And one day I tried to make a joke with her about it, like, Patriots. And she didn't really respond to me. So I was like, all right, whatever. Trying to be friendly with you. And today she wore a Seahawks hat. And I was like, what are you doing? Take that off. You're a disgrace. But anyway, I talked to her and she was super cool. So you just got to talk to people. And it ends up going really well.
I'm like, I need to ask the guy out. Otherwise, I will regret it.
You know you will. And you can get, you might get ice cream. You'll probably get ice cream out of that. Oh, man, that sounds really good right now. I don't think I've got class after this. I think I'm going to go get ice cream.
Frozen yogurt or like double rainbow something.
Frozen
amazing.
Yogurt's really big where I'm from. It doesn't seem like it's as big here, but there's like
it's pretty
one,
big where I'm from as well.
There's like 5 within a mile radius of my house. So at least. And so I come here and it's super weird because there's hardly any. I really like frozen yogurt though.
So do I.
It's just. I don't understand. You would think it would be big here because it's...
Hot.
Yeah, exactly. It's always hot. What is this? It is March. March Madness.
I'm liking it, though.
I know. Wait, when does March Madness start? Well, the games start today, don't they? Or do they start at the 15?
The previous round where, like, to even get into the round starts today.
Oh, okay. So
but
it's not
actual,
even,
like... But the actual, like, round starts Thursday and Friday, I believe.
Oh, okay. I knew it was starting... Either the 15, 17, or 19. I was trying to figure it out.
Too I know bad. Michigan State plays on Friday, so that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. What up? What up? Peace out. All right. I'm going to call that a good day. I am DJ Scout. You're listening to the Student Showcase with my guest here,
Peyton Fredrickson.
And this has been a fantastic time. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Feel free to keep listening because I'm sure there's going to be some bumping tunes as soon as I come off. That sounds pathetic. Have a great day.